GX94 joined on this Monday afternoon with James Barker. How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, first off, congratulations to James Barker Band for winning the CCMA Award for Group of the Year. That's got to feel good.
It is. It's winning the CCMAs is one of those things that never really gets old. People always ask us, like, oh, does it get old? It's like, no, you're always most excited about what you've done recently. And so to still get like a pat on the back for what we've done in the last year is a thumbs up from us.
And you guys have put out some great stuff over the last year. Let's talk the album. Now, I was reading the promotional material, and it said, the long-awaited sophomore album. And I thought, this can't be right. They screwed this up. But yeah, this is your second album. How does it feel putting together a full album versus a EP?
It's pretty crazy. It's crazy to think we've been doing this for as long as we have and haven't had the chance to kind of build it out the way we did on this one. But it's awesome. I mean, you know, to sit down and be able to write, you know, like you're writing for an album, and it's more about how the songs complement one another as opposed to just, you know, what one song means on its own. It was such an awesome process, and I really do believe it's the best music we've ever made. I selfishly listen to the album at least once a week, top to bottom, and I feel like it's really special.
And the latest single, Somebody I Know, of course, we've been spinning it. Tell us about how that song came together.
Yeah, that was one of the first songs we wrote for the record, actually. And, you know, because we're a band, we try to make everything we play sound like, feel like a band. When we're writing, we really keep that in our minds. And it was one where, like, we wanted this song to feel, we wanted a song that felt bandy, that started with drums and bass. And that's where it started. It literally started around this bass riff that is, like, the focus of the song. And, you know, I had just written the chorus with a couple of writer buddies of mine, and I sent it to the guys. Actually, we were sitting down having breakfast, and I showed it to them. And, like, the other three were just like, yes, this is money already. You got to finish this one. And it instantly was our favorite, one of our favorites off the record.
Now, the last single, you didn't hear it from me, on the cover art for the single, you guys are all standing in phone booths. How is this possible? Where did you have to find these phone booths?
Man, you have no idea how hard it is to find a phone booth now. We thought that would be something that we'd be able to go and do, like, easily. And after going on Marketplace and Kijiji trying to find phone booths all over the place, which apparently are, like, $3,000 a pop now, which is ridiculous, we ended up having to find one that was in a weird location, take a picture of it, and then go and, like, fake the lighting in a photo shoot and do, like, Photoshop those in. Thank God we have an awesome design team at Universal. Because we really thought we'd be able to do that just taking pictures in a phone booth, and then it was impossible to get one we could use.
Now, there are, I believe, zero phone booths in Yorkton, but there is going to be you guys coming to Yorkton this Saturday. For people who haven't been to a James Barker show, what are they going to experience?
Oh, man, we have a lot of fun at our shows. If people haven't seen us, like, we, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world and in people's lives that isn't fun, and we want to make sure people aren't thinking about that when they're at the show. We want people to be focused on the show, having a good time, have some drinks and smile and laugh and go through the highs and lows of the songs and just, like, leave feeling like they had a friggin' awesome night. We have a lot of fun. We don't take ourselves too seriously. We get kind of silly on stage, and we like to bring people with us for the ride.
Now, back when I was a young man, I got to, you guys were performing at Dauphin's Country Fest on top of the hill, and me and Benny Walchuk, GX94 sports director extraordinaire, were asked to do the intro. And the one thing they said to make sure to mention was, make sure to say that they just had their first number one with Chills. And then we watched the show, and it was a heck of a time. Wow. So you guys have come a long way since then.
That's crazy. Holy smokes, that's nuts to think about that. And also, that was an unbelievable, I still remember that show, that friggin' place. I thought it was going to fall down, and I thought we weren't going to make it out of there alive, because we had so much fun. I think we wanted to play all night. That was a crazy night. I mean, that's kind of how we still do it, but I remember that night being absolutely insane. I mean, Dawson's always pretty nuts.
All right, so Ben, we promise it's also going to be pretty insane this Saturday night, right?
It will. I mean, you know, we've been doing the tour now. We've been out on tour now for a month, and the shows just keep getting better and better. I mean, you know, once you get into the groove and you're not thinking about the, you know, worrying about who's playing what parts and where you're, you know what I mean? You just get up there and have fun. And this last few shows, you've been like, okay, we're in our stride now. We knocked the rust off. So by the time we get out to you guys, we'll be ready to rip.
There we go. Well, thank you so much for spending a bit of time with us, James. Is there anything else?
No, just, yeah, if you guys haven't seen us, come out to the show, then have a good time, and, you know, follow us online to see all the shenanigans we get up to. So.
Bud Light Buckle Up Tour this Saturday. James Barker Band at the Ann Portneuf Theater. You can still get your tickets at performanceevents.ca.